Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Dualcast, episode 9. I'm excited. We're back. I'm back. Brian's not here today, but I got another special guest that we've been kind of in the works for a good while, talking about it, trying to get going. Gone through some technical some technical issues, and but we're here. We're good to go. So. This is my good friend, Brother Dig. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys? What's going on, everybody?
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Tell us about yourself, man. Tell us what do you do? What's your thing?
So I'm a Christian streamer on Twitch. Also, I am on Instagram. I upload some gameplay videos on Instagram. I have some YouTube stuff. I haven't uploaded stuff on there yet, but most of everything that I do is on Twitter and on Instagram, also on Facebook. But most of the time, I'm just streaming on Twitch.
Yeah, that's tight, man. Yeah, you're living the dream, bro, where you just playing games.
Yeah.
So, no, it's just funny because me and Brian are, I guess we're the two married guys that, you know, try to find time to play games.
And
you play games a lot, so it's jealous, dude. We're definitely jealous of the amount of time that you get to play, so it's really cool.
Yeah, I try to play at least when I get home, try to play at least a good 2-3 hours, try to stream a little, like 2-3 hours before I go to bed. So I work pretty long hours, but whenever I get home, I usually try to get a good 3-hour stream in.
Oh, dude, that's the dream right there.
So
so what kind of games do you do?
I've been playing a lot of lately I've been playing a lot of Overwatch. Joined a small tournament called the Outlet tournament. It's pretty small tournament for people that are, you know, trying to be casters, trying to be coaches, trying to be players and stuff like that. Just kind of get out there and get more exposure and stuff like that, but it was a lot of fun. So I play a lot of that. I play a little bit of Fortnite, a little bit of the new Apex Legends. That was pretty cool. And then I have every console, so I try to at least stream most of the exclusives for every console. I think one of my favorites one is probably still the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. So How do you stream Nintendo Switch?
So you need to get a capture card. There's different ones you can get. Yeah, so I use the Elgato HD60, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
So it basically just backfeeds the signal from the Switch to your computer, and then you just broadcast from your computer itself.
I'm excited about, did you hear about the Wall Street Journal? They did an article about how they're coming out with 2 new Switches.
Really?
Yeah. So there's going to be a cheaper version.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then there's going to be a pro version. Those aren't the names, but that's kind of how
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What are the details on the pro?
I don't know. It's just going to be, you know, I guess I'm wondering because, okay, from their experience, from what we've seen, you know, the 3DS.
Yeah.
So the 3DS, you know, the wider screen, you know, whenever Nintendo DS came out, then the Nintendo DSi came out, the DSi Lite, the 3DS, you know, it's all been better hardware.
Yeah.
They can still play the games, but they have better hardware. And so it's the same thing like PlayStation Pro, you know, PlayStation 4 Pro. You can still play the games, but it's just better hardware. So I'm wondering if that's what's going to happen, where it's just going to have better hardware so that it, you know, it probably
can handle some of the other games. The cool thing about it, that the reason why I love the Switch, is like the games that are coming out for it, like a lot of them really aren't most like Nintendo games. Like you have your Monster Hunter on there now, you have your Doom. So I'm kind of curious to see what they're going to do with the pro version of it. What kind of games are going to
be coming out? I'm excited with because I haven't gotten a Nintendo Switch yet, and I've been like, it's funny, I've been talking to my wife about it. And so I was like, man, I want the Switch. And she's like, well, get it if you want. Mm-hmm. But that, to me, that's like very like, oh, snap, you got to be responsible with your money. You know what I'm saying? So especially now that you're like, oh god, I gotta go, you know, you gotta just, you don't want to spend all your money on a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, and, you know, just blow
and then all of a sudden, like, okay, I don't got groceries for a week.
Yeah.
No, but we don't have that issue, but they're still the same. You know, if we want to go on vacation, we have to save up. And so when I had been just kind of planning it very well to like, okay, saving up little by little to get the Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And then so when this came out, I was excited because I was like, oh, sweet. I don't have to get the old Switch. I can wait to see what the price for the Pro and get the Pro. And the funny thing is I'm not even trying to get the cheaper one. I'm trying to get the Pro, which I should try to get the cheaper one, but I'm like, nah.
Either way, I mean, it's an all-around good system because, you know, you can take it to work and you play there. You can come home, pop it on the TV, just play it. If you're tired of sitting down, you can, you know, take it off the TV, go lay down and play it still. So that's the one thing that I really, really do love about that console.
I know. I see people playing it all the time. Like, I'll see somebody playing the Nintendo Switch, and they're just, like, at the park or
somewhere. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like...
That's like not like one. Whenever like I travel out or whatever, yeah. I always take that thing. That thing's like my traveling buddy now.
Yeah. The funny thing, the other day I was like, if I were to go on vacation, should I take my PlayStation 4? You know? And so I was like, I was looking into travel monitors that work through USB instead of power cable. You actually connect it to your PS4 through a USB and it powers the monitor. Instead of worrying about trying to connect two power cables, you're just connecting one, which is the PlayStation. Sweet. And so I was looking into it and I was like, nah, I just need to get a Switch, bro.
Yeah, just get a Switch, dude. Yeah, the Switches are a lot of fun, man. They had some pretty good titles for it, too.
Yeah. So that's tight. Yeah, yeah. So the Switch, PS4. Do you have you don't have an Xbox, do you?
I have an Xbox. Oh, I barely use it, though.
Oh, man.
That's the one thing. The thing is, like, I just built a watch. I upgraded my computer.
Yeah.
So I'm running a Threadripper PC right now.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's missing to upgrade is just the video card. And I'm looking to get the 2080 Ti one. So... but that itself is like $1,100 or something like that.
Well,
so.
Man, yeah, I was looking into building a PC.
Yeah.
And because, you know, everything I do is media, like photography, video, you know, even recording the podcast, everything's media. I need a good computer to do it. And so I was like, I need to build a PC so I can also play games, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to play games, PC, you can't play games on Mac. It's not the greatest. And so I was looking into it, and then at the time when I was looking at it is when Bitcoin was really popular.
Yeah.
So, dude, every freaking graphics card was, like, sold out.
Yeah.
Because everybody was buying graphics card to be able to farm Bitcoin, right? And so it was annoying, and I got very discouraged about it. So I was like, nah, you know what? Nah, I don't want to deal with it. But I think it stopped, right?
Yeah, so it kind of stopped now since the newer cards came out, like the 2080 Ti and the 2070. Some of the older cards, like right now I'm running I think I have a 1070 on it, and that one's not that expensive.
Yeah.
You probably get that one for like $400-$500, which the one that I wanted is the GTX 2080 Ti. It's like, you can easily look like $1,300 just for the card.
Yeah.
So some of the older cards that are still really, really good, like the one that I have now, you can probably get it for way cheaper than that.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to get into it. I need to get me one now that it kind of calmed down with the whole Bitcoin thing.
But yeah, no, I totally agree with you. PC is where the gaming is at, man. I have every console. The only time I play those is whenever there's like an exclusive that's out.
Yeah.
Like on the PS4, I'm playing Red Dead Redemption 2 on it, and then also God of War.
Yeah.
So now I could have gotten Red Dead Redemption 2 for the Xbox, but I don't know. Just PS4 to me was always where it's at.
Right now, PS4 is winning, dude. Mm-hmm. When it comes to consoles, PS4 is the way to go. Is there any Xbox exclusives that you're trying to?
You know, have the only exclusive that I have on there, and I played it for a little bit, was the. That pirate game, I forgot the name of it.
Oh man.
I totally forgot the name of it, but that's party game. It's a lot of fun, man. Especially if you play with other people, it can get a lot of fun. Oh, sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves. Yeah, I'm sea glad you Thieves. Remembered because I think people would hate us if we didn't yeah. think about it. I would get a lot of hate.
Yeah, comments. No. It's Sea of Thieves. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's pretty cool. I think yeah. there's been like a big update to it, so I should probably go back and do a few streams of that. But I've seen yeah. a lot of other streamers play that recently.
Sweet. That's tight. Yeah. Halo? You're not a big Halo fan?
Yeah, I grew up with it. I don't think any gamer has not grown up with like Halo.
I know. Halo. We used to play Halo all the time, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think you were with us. But I would have kind of like a Halo party at my house.
Oh, really?
And I would have a projector because you know how you can play four players yeah. on the same TV. So I was like, obviously I'm not going to play four players on a little TV. So mm-hmm. I would get a projector and project it on the wall so that we can play four players. And it
dude,
looks like
that
we,
is awesome.
We each had a big screens.
We used to have like a big LAN party back yeah. home. And there was this bakery that was the only place you can get pizza from. And it was yeah. like a big, like probably like a 50 slice
yeah.
Square pizza that you can get. So we'll buy like one of those. And it was like six, seven of us in one little house. With like three, four TVs just going at it.
Yeah.
So.
That's tight. Yeah, I remember Halo 2. But then after a while, it died down. People weren't getting into it as much.
Yeah, I didn't really like the newer ones. I think the very last one that I really played was Halo 3.
And then they're in the works for Halo 4 or 5?
I believe so.
Which one is it? Oh, man. Here we go again.
I'm on PC, bro. I haven't kept up with console.
Let me see. Let me look it up. But yeah, no, the new Halo's coming out. I think it's 5, bro. But yeah, they're working on it. But that's gonna be another exclusive.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun if there's another yeah. one coming out.
Yeah.
Then my Xbox will definitely get some use out of it.
Yeah. What Xbox do you have?
I just have the regular one though.
Just the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Oh, have you heard of the Xbox One sad?
One sad?
Yeah, it's Xbox One AD, which is, oh man, what was it again? See, this is, we're so unprepared, bro.
It's all good, man.
Diskless is pretty much.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that
one. It's the one that doesn't have, all digital. That's what it stands mm-hmm. for. So it's the Xbox S all digital. So people have been pronouncing it
sad.
Xbox One sad.
That's yeah, hilarious.
They're kind of, I don't know why they're disappointed when everything's going digital.
Yeah.
So why get upset by it? I'm okay with it, especially now that I don't have a lot of space to be storing discs and stuff.
Yeah, like, but you also kind of like, you have people like you that really like don't have space and stuff like to put stuff. But then you also have like other people who are like collector people,
yeah,
and they love to have just like the case.
But that's the thing, I'm that person. I'm yeah. I actually am that person. Uh-huh. I'm the person that wants the disc with the case and the little booklet mm-hmm. that doesn't really
the little map anything. Of it depending on the game you get yeah. to like an inside map, a little yeah, poster yeah. or something.
Like all the new stuff gives you maps that you can yeah. whatever. But the thing is that when I got married, my wife was like, no, like that's just taking up space. Let's just go all digital with everything, with movies and everything. Yeah. So I was like, okay, makes sense. But deep down inside, I was dying a little bit.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. And then, I mean, PC games, now you just download them.
Yeah.
You just Steam. Download them. But I do remember the good old days where you go to the store and you grab the PC box and you go and you purchase it and you come home and you have like the box up in your shelf yeah. and stuff like that. But now everything is just digital, man.
Yeah. What, Steam or Epic?
I'm pretty much on everything, honestly. Yeah. It kind of sucks that everything's like, you have a launcher for everything.
Yeah.
So I'm a Blizzard launcher, Epic, Uplay, mm-hmm. Steam. What other ones are up there? Origin.
Yeah.
So there's just a whole bunch of them.
I don't know why there's so many people getting upset by it, though. Like, there's a lot of people getting upset at how, like, oh, you know how, which game is Epic exclusive right now? Or when it comes out? Is it going to be Borderlands? No, not Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands is going to be on...
an Epic exclusive?
Epic.
But there was another game, I forgot what it was, but a lot of people were like, upset by it. And I don't know why though. Like, if you're on PC, you can have all those down, all those platforms. Like, there's no problem. There's a difference between having a PS4 and not being able to play a game on PS4 because it's an Xbox exclusive. You don't have that issue with PC. Now, you do have it when it comes to like Spider-Man. Like, obviously, you can't play Spider-Man on PC, right?
No, you can't.
So you have to get a PS4. But if there's a game that is on PC, it's just a different platform, like as in a different stream. I don't know what you call it. What do you call Steam and Epic and all those things? What are they called?
This is launchers, like where you just launch the game.
Yeah. So you can. It doesn't matter. Like, you can get any of those launchers. Like,
so still, like, what I do is if I'm gonna play, like, for instance, if I'm gonna play PUBG.
Yeah.
Then I'll just close everything else. It just leaves Steam up because I could just play it off of Steam.
Yeah.
If I'm going to play Battlefield, I'll close out Steam and then I'll open up Origin and just launch Battlefield.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I guess people are just getting annoyed that you have to kind of swap from different ones and go back and forth.
You know what? It's not really that bad. Have you ever seen WALL-E?
WALL-E?
The movie?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're slowly becoming those chubby people on the ships.
Yeah.
We're slowly turning into those people where we don't do nothing, dude.
Oh,
like,
man.
We want everything done for us. Yeah, so, like, we're complaining about everything. So, I think it's hilarious.
Nah, you gotta stay busy, man. Especially, like, if you're a streamer and you put in those, like, two to three hours on a weekday. Sometimes on the weekends, I can do like a 3 to 6 hour streams. And man, there's people out there that do like 8 hours, 12 hour streams.
I wish I can do it, bro. Man. Actually, man, I can probably play for like 2 hours. Even if nobody bugs me, I can play for 2 hours and then I'll be like, you know what? I need to take a break.
Yeah.
And I'll go take a break for like 15, 20 minutes and I'll come back and start playing again. But I can't do it straight, bro. Like, it's just nah. And I still haven't found a really comfy, like, gaming chair. I need a gaming chair.
Yeah, I was actually looking at getting a Techni. A gaming chair.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of browsing one to try to pick one up soon.
Have you seen the one that you put on the floor and it kind of rolls a little bit, but it has speakers on the side?
Oh, yeah, I seen those.
They have them, like, at Walmart.
I've seen those. I always pass by them and just laugh.
And it, apparently, you can connect, like, the cables to the side of the chair or something, so you have all these cables. Like,
I just
like,
get my headset, dude.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. All right, on the snack call this week we got Star Wars 9 The Rise of Skywalker teaser. So if you guys haven't had a chance to see that, go check it out. It's pretty crazy. It actually kind of makes me excited again, man. I wasn't really excited about Star Wars for a while. These last two movies, not even the last two movies, the last four or five movies have kind of been, you know, bumming me out a little bit. I like them, but at the same time, I feel like it's not really doing the Star Wars justice. But after seeing this trailer, this teaser trailer, it's actually, man, it's kind of getting me hyped again. So I'm excited about that. Staying on Star Wars news, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order's coming holidays 2019 from Respawn Entertainment. I haven't gotten a lot of information. I'm not really sure on what platform they're going to be putting that on, or if they're on everything or just PC. Who knows? Have you heard anything, brother?
No, I haven't heard where if it's going to be exclusive to anything, but I did see it on there.
Yeah, so that's you know, that it's coming out holidays of 2019, so keep your ears out for that. Number three, rumor has it that the next Assassin's Creed will be a Viking themed. On the Division 2, there's a teaser on one of the walls, on a poster on the wall of a man dressed like assassin holding an apple, the Apple of Eden, a pivotal piece of technology in Assassin's Creed lore. So that's going to be pretty cool. If you're into Viking-themed games, that's going to be tight. If you're into Assassin's Creed, there you go. You don't have to worry about being stuck in those other timelines. So that's going to be cool. I'm excited. A lot of people weren't happy with the whole guns in Assassin's Creed. I think they're excited about just having axes and swords and all that. So number four, talks of Horizon Zero Dawn 2 in the works. Confirmed as actress Janina Gavankar tells a fan that she knows some secrets. So I'm guessing she's going to be doing voice acting for the new Horizon Zero Dawn 2. So that's going to be cool. Have you played Horizon Zero Dawn, David?
I did.
How do you like it?
Fun game, good. Man. Yeah.
Brian let me borrow the game because I haven't played it. Oh, and yeah. So I'm excited about playing it now that they're coming out with two. So that I always kind of wait for the sequel to come out to play the first one, which sucks.
It's a lot of fun, man.
But yeah, no, I heard a lot of good stuff about it, so I'm excited about it. Number five, PlayStation Now is now letting you change your username. Dude.
Nice.
Yeah, if you created your username when you were a teenager, then it probably sucks now. I'm not sure.
Actually, I've had the same username my whole gaming career.
For real?
Yes.
Well, there you go. But no, but see, some people have some really bad usernames.
Yeah, they do. I've seen some pretty bad ones out there.
Yeah. So, man, if you have a bad username, this is your chance to change it. Now, there are some things that, you know, they're warning you about. You might not get your trophies switched over, but not all of them. I think on some games, or, like, you might have some save issues.
Oh, wow.
Stuff like that. So, if you're really a big fan of the trophy system or you're worried about your saved games and all that, then you might be stuck. But who knows? Maybe they'll fix it later on down the line. But to me, those things don't really matter to me.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. Just give me a good story, some really good action, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, and a good username.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. So, hey, guys, if you got a bad username, go and do that. And number six, even though it's not big news for some people, for me is the biggest, Avengers Endgame coming out in 2 weeks.
Dude, I'm so excited.
So that's time. I got my tickets already. Yeah, we got our tickets.
I watched the first trailer and I didn't watch any other ones after that.
For us?
I'm so excited, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm excited too. So I'm definitely very excited about that. But yeah, man, that's the snack hole for this week. Brother Dig, you told me the other day you were playing Borderlands 2, right?
I did play Borderlands 2 with a couple of friends I have online. We didn't get much far into it, though.
Yeah.
We went straight back to Overwatch after that.
Yeah.
So
Overwatch is pretty much your go-to.
Honestly, Overwatch is the one game I can always go back and just, you know, spend like a good 2 hours just playing, even if it's just quick play.
You're good, man. I've seen some of your gameplay. Yeah. You're really good.
Appreciate it, man.
I am not a first-person shooter kind of person.
No?
No. I actually do a lot better in third-person shooting and a lot in more RPGs, MMOs, and stuff like that. My first-person shooting games, isn't my skills for those games
aren't
that
really
great.
It's a different type of game. I mean, yeah, it's got the first-person shooter aspect of it, but there's so much strategy to it. And not like by yourself. It's a whole team strategy. Because if one person is lacking, and the other team picks that up, you're gonna lose.
Yeah.
So, and then the cool thing about it is like one character, one hero, can counter the other hero.
Yeah.
So you really just need to know when to switch to another hero, what's countering what, and stuff like that. So
you just need to learn your position. You need to learn your place.
Yeah, basically.
So
and it's different because like I said earlier, I just got out of doing a tournament, and before I would always play quick play and then some competitive games, and it was fun and everything, but when I went into like an actual tournament match, like a kind of like a esports scenario type of thing, man, the whole game just changed on me. Because quick play, you're just killing people, you're just taking names or whatever, you can just carry by yourself. Competitive, then you're doing more of like a team strategy, you know, and all this stuff. Actual like tournament gaming, you really have to be on, like, everybody has to be on the game. You know, your tanks have to be on your game. Your healers have to be in the game. Your DPS has to be in the game. If one guy's lacking on it, the other team is going to pick that up, and they're just going to run over you. There's different strategies to it, like position-wise and stuff like that on the maps, different maps. You do the different things, and it's just, like, a whole different world. So going into the tournament definitely opened up my whole perspective on the game and made me overall just a better player in the game.
So let's get into let's get into an issue that I have when it comes to playing with other people. Mm-hmm. So how do you decide when you're going to want to stick to a group of people? Like, oh, you know, hey, I really like playing with these guys. Mm-hmm. How do you go about that? Like, because this is what the situation that I ran into. I like a game, like, for instance, Division 2. Mm-hmm. It's a game I'm excited to. I haven't started playing it. It's been out for a month. I've been waiting for the, you know, just to make sure that all the glitches and everything are out, that they fix all those things. And then I want to start playing it, but none of my friends play it. The only person I know that plays it is you.
Yeah.
So maybe I can start playing with you. But the thing is that, you know, we probably don't have the same schedule.
Yeah.
So I got to find some people that are on the same schedule as me so that I can be playing with them on the same schedule. And that I enjoy playing with them. But sometimes I run into some people and they suck, bro. They're just, it's not that I don't care that if they suck at playing.
Yeah.
It's just how their personality,
their attitudes,
mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I know that they made it to where you don't have to play with the same people all the time. But it makes it funner, I feel like, if you play with the same people.
It's different. It's definitely a difference whenever you play with somebody you're actually connecting with.
Yeah.
And then someone that's just like, I'm going to just do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So it takes the fun of the game out. Especially like on Overwatch, you run into that a lot, man. Yeah. Especially on competitive, like you're trying to do something and the other person, like, for instance, this one thing that kind of aggravates me all the time. I can go in there and I'm a DPS main. Mm-hmm. And I go in there. And as soon as we start the map, I go DPS, and then I'm carrying like the whole team with kills and everything. And we do good, then we switch back to defense, and then they take the DPS slot from me.
Yeah.
So then I'm forced to play something that I really don't play much, and the DPS is usually just sucking. And then they start complaining about them not getting heals, and I'm like, well, you just took my spot. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, like, I'm not a healer and you're not a DPS.
Yeah. So, like, finding those people, you just, as you're playing, you know, just be open. Be open to, you know, making those friends out there. And, like, I even, like, join communities. Like, I have my own, I didn't really create it, but someone basically gave it to me where I have my own Christian gaming Discord.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of Christian gamers on there. And we all, you know, most of them play Overwatch. So most of the time I always have like a whole team of Overwatch and we're all playing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody plays different types of games as well. But, you know, since we all kind of develop that friendship over time, you know, we can get in there and play like a whole match of competitive by ourselves.
Yeah.
And it makes the game totally, you know, more fun. Yeah. Over it. So.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I was just like, man, maybe I need to join a group.
Yeah.
Of people that are kind of, you know, like-minded, mm-hmm. or at least I'm not going to worry about, you know, teenage, like these really young kids that are just cussing like crazy and they're like telling you suck when they're the ones that suck. And, and you know, like I run into that issue where it just kind of is discouraging. It doesn't make me want to play sometimes. Like I kind of just want to play the game by myself because of the fact that if I play with somebody, mm-hmm. it's hard. Like I'll run into a difficult, like, you know, you got to be on your game sometimes. Like, you have to be.
Definitely.
You have to, especially if you want to play it in hard mode or something. And you're trying to, you know, you're trying to get this really good loot. You know, you're trying to get this epic loot, but these people, you can't play with them.
Just whatever.
It's not working, you know?
You just have to, like, the big advice I can give someone on that scenario is, like, if you're going to go and do, like, online play.
Yeah.
You have to be open to, one, be open to actually talk out there, you know, put yourself out there. Cause if you just go on there and you're just playing and not saying anything and stuff like that, like be social with it.
Yeah.
And yes, you go in there knowing that, yeah, there's going to be people out there, they're going to suck and they're going to, you know, be negative and stuff like that. But that doesn't mean you can't be the positive one going out there and playing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I try to do with all my streams. You know, I see a lot of all these other streams that are really just really toxic and stuff like that. And, you know, I always push myself to be, you know, one of the most positive streamers out there.
Yeah.
So whenever I go on online to play an online game, you know, I'm always talking on team chat. I'm always, you know, telling people, you know, where to go and stuff like that. So I can, and then that's how you start developing people and you start developing those friends that you can add them as a friend and then eventually start playing with them too.
Yeah. No, yeah, you got a very, I think after a while you develop like a very leader kind of position or mentality.
Yeah.
To, you know, that's good because like you said, there's a very there's a lot of toxic streams or a lot of people that they're very toxic. And so, but if you're that one person that's kind of telling people, helping people out, you know, being the positive person, you know, you're pretty much becoming like the leader. Like you're trying to lead people to the right way of how to do something. So that's tight. That's good.
Yeah. And at the end, man, like I see a lot of streamers just kind of like pushing to really like get out there big and, you know, and make it and go full time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there was a time where I was kind of doing that and like, I had to step back and be like, man, I'm not even having fun playing these games no more.
Yeah.
And I had to kind of come back down and then really remember like why we play games, you know, why we spend hours just, you know, just gaming and stuff like that. And it's really just like the creativity of the game and the stories and, you know, of just really just having fun, you know? Yeah. So
that's good. Yeah. Yeah. I think, well, like right now I'm taking I play a lot of Final Fantasy 14. It's an MMO and I play with people and I play with Brian. Me and Brian play it a lot. But I'm taking a little break because I kind of just want to play by myself.
Yeah.
You know, I want to play a single player game. Mm-hmm. And I'm playing Borderlands, which is not, it is a single player game, but at the same time, it doesn't have to be. So I can play it however I want. Maybe I should probably start playing Horizon Zero Dawn. But
all about just enjoying yourself while doing it.
Exactly.
Man.
Like, because if I start kind of losing interest or stop, which is okay. I think people should take breaks if they start losing interest in something, because then you start remembering, oh man, I really enjoyed playing this game, so I want to go back to it.
Like the one thing that just came to mind is like the new Spider-Man game for the PS4.
Yeah,
I was having so much fun playing that game that when I passed it, I was like, wait, was that it?
Yeah.
It's like, no, what the heck?
Yeah.
So, and I really like just lost track of like the actual story because I was having so much fun with it that when I was actually, you know, going up against the last guy, I didn't know it was the last guy.
Yeah.
And then the credits rolled up and I was like, dude, I'm sad now. I passed this game.
I know. It's like when you watch a TV series.
Yeah.
And then it's the end and you're like, man, what am I going to do in my life now? You know? No, I definitely understand that feeling. So, yeah, man, right now, I think another thing too, like it's either taking a break from MMOs and playing single player games, or have you ever gotten into the feeling where you're like, okay, I kind of don't want to play games. Like you'll just start watching TV shows.
Yeah, definitely. There's some times where like I come home and I'm like, man, I really don't want to stream right now, you know, or even play a game. So then I'll pick up a book and read a book or, you know, watch some TV or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So
And that's a cool thing. Like, that's why I enjoy, actually. I really, really enjoy this podcast is because it's not just about games. Like, we love games. Don't get us wrong. We love playing games. But then, you know what? Like, hey, we started watching Daredevil on Netflix. So
yeah.
Like, even though it's over, it's all canceled, but...
Yeah, I was really bummed about all that.
But, you know, like, there's always TV shows. There's always going to be a TV show.
Yeah.
You know? And so, we'll start watching TV show, or we'll do, like, a review on a movie that just came out. Like, have you seen Shazam?
I haven't.
Oh, man. I'm a big DC universe.
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm
a big Marvel.
I love DC. And so, when Shazam came out, I was just like, okay, this is tight. I really like Shazam. I like the story. And so when I saw the movie, I enjoyed it a lot. So I'm probably going to have to do a whole different podcast on the review of it.
Now, once. I did see, I'm pretty late into it, but I did see Aquaman.
Did you enjoy it?
I really actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, Aquaman's good. DC movies are doing better. They're getting better.
Yeah.
You know, they're catching up to Marvel. Marvel's been killing it, though. Did you watch Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
That one's good.
That was so fun, man.
Yeah. So what's your opinion between, like, which one do you prefer? Which one do you like better, Captain Marvel or Wonder Woman?
Oh, man. Well, I never really, like, knew the background of any of them.
Yeah.
But I think Captain Marvel was pretty awesome. Was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's very different. Yeah. But that's what people have been kind of like, oh, you know, Captain Marvel or Wonder Woman, which one was better?
Oh, yeah.
Because Wonder Woman was the first female lead movie.
Yeah.
And then Captain Marvel has been the first female lead movie on Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So Wonder Woman for DC and Captain Marvel for
they were both Marvel. Really good, man. I can't really
I know
choose
I like
a side. Both of them are really really yeah, good.
Yeah. I think coming from a comic book fan, Captain Marvel was good because of the fact that you know what's
yeah
you kind of know that she's very important in the Marvel universe. Because in the comic books, Captain Marvel is one of the superheroes that can single-handedly beat Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's if you're a comic book nerd, you know that. And so whenever you see this movie, you're like, okay, because of what happened in Infinity War, you're excited to see, okay, this girl is going to be the person that's going to be able to take out Thanos.
I'm so excited. I'm telling you, I didn't watch any more trailers. I'm ready.
Yeah. And so Endgame, you know, coming up. I'm excited. 2 weeks. Yeah, man. We got IMAX tickets. So
you guys already got the tickets?
We got IMAX, yeah. So we're going to go watch it. See what's
that's awesome.
Up, see what happens. They say it's going to be like around 3 hours.
Really? Now, did you hear that there? What theater was it? I don't remember what the theater was, but they're actually doing the whole Marvel marathon?
No.
Yes.
Like days?
I guess, dude.
That's a lot. Okay.
That's a lot.
What do you mean Marvel marathon?
Like every single movie leading up to Endgame.
Starting from what movie?
I don't remember which one it was.
Is it Iron Man or?
I think it might have been Hulk. Iron Man. I think just like not the Hulk. I don't think they put the Hulk on there, but they were doing a lot.
Because
a lot
the Incredible Hulk was Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
I know the first Hulk movie was not Marvel. The second one, and when I mean first Hulk movie, I'm not talking about that big old, what's his name?
Yeah, I know which one.
No, not him. Not in the 80s. I'm talking about 2000s, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, the first Hulk movie with, what's that guy's name? Eric.
I know which one's talking about. The one where he fights
Edward Norton.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one was Marvel. And so I'm wondering if he is he considered? Because was he? I don't know when that one came out. If it was during Iron Man or not.
There should be, even though, man, someone showing like a theater showing all those movies. That's a lot of movies. Yeah. I don't know if I can sit through the whole time or keep going back to the theater.
Man.
I think if anything, I'll just watch the last one and then go straight into Endgame.
Yeah. It says here that The Incredible Hulk was a Marvel Studio movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, let's see who. Edward Norton. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Man, I don't know who has the time to do that.
That's a lot, man.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
Unless some parents go and drop off their kids at the movies one
right?
day and just like, okay, just watch all the Marvel movies.
And they go like on vacation or something.
Yeah. That's a couple of days, bro.
Yeah.
Amazing. So yeah, I'm excited about that. That's something that I'm looking forward to. Oh, okay. Here we go. We had, I've been telling our listeners to kind of, you know, talk to us and tell us about what things that they've been, you know, if they have any ideas, mm-hmm. or things that they want us to talk about. And so I got a message from a listener. His name is Arctic Psych. And he had a suggestion. He's like,
it's a cool
hey.
Name, man.
Yeah. He was like, hey, I have a suggestion for an episode. I think talking about what games y'all are hyped about for E3, since it's just a couple of months away, I think that would be a good idea. We might not do an episode about it, but I can keep talking about games that I'm hyped about. Mm-hmm. So E3 is coming up.
Man, I haven't looked at anything on E3, man.
E3 is coming up in July 11. So do you have any ideas of things that they're going to, you know, that they may be going to bring up at E3?
Now, I'm hoping to do bring up another Elder Scrolls game. Because last year they did show like a little teaser of it.
They recently showed something, right?
The only thing I've seen was last year.
I think they recently showed the engine that they're going to be using for Elder Scrolls.
Oh, really?
6, which is Skyrim was 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been playing Elder Scrolls Online?
Yeah. Actually, I was kind of upset because I saw the I saw the new patch or the new expansion, and I'm like, oh, dude, there's a new expansion. Because I've played that game since beta. Uh-huh. I was a beta tester for it, and I started playing it on my little gaming laptop that could barely run it. And I got all the way to like level 30, and then it came out to PS4, and they're like, hey. And I think this was during the time that I was like rooming with you.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, if you switch over to PS4, we can give you the game. You can buy the game for $20 and then transfer your character over. And I'm like, bet. My crappy laptop, I can barely even see anything, so I'm going to switch on my PS4. So I switched it, got my character really high up, and then I built my computer, and I was like, I want to play this game again. So then I went back to PC, and so I've been kind of going back and forth on this.
Yeah.
And so now I just got another character all the way up to champion level.
Yeah.
So.
Is it crossplay?
No, that's the only thing. Now, the good thing that I really did enjoy, and I know why they don't do it, on Elder Scrolls Online for the PS4, you can actually, like, you can have your headset on, and as you're walking around the game just questing, you can be talking, and the people that are passing by you can actually hear you.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's the one. It's, I mean, you have to join, like, the world chat. But if you go into a town and you join the world chat, dude, everybody is, like, blowing up their mic. That's crazy. You hear so many. I think one time I heard, like, hardcore Mexican music, which was the most hilarious thing ever. And then some other people just screaming back and forth. But that was like one option that I really wanted on the PC, and they don't have that. Yeah, so on the PC, you have to go through like Discords and stuff like that and just use the world chat as you're typing, which is kind of, I get it. It's kind of, it's an MMO and stuff like that. But to come from the PS4 aspect of that to this one, I really wish they would have put that on the PC. That would have been awesome.
Man, you would enjoy that. I would probably be frustrated.
Oh yeah. Well, because there was times where like I'm trying to fight something, I see a guy over there, I was like, hey man, come help me, and then she's like, come over there and help me out, or whatever. Yeah. So that's the cool thing about it.
Then they should probably do it for whenever you're on outside in the world, because in a town,
they do. So the way it works is like you have multiple chats you can join, kind of like a team chat on any other game. So it's a voice chat. It's called the World Voice Chat. So you can join there, and then anybody that's on there is going to hear you. So if you come in the town, everybody's in that world chat and talking on their mics, you're going to hear everybody as you're passing by them.
Yeah.
So what I did is as soon as I was going in town, I left that voice chat. That way I wouldn't hear all the nonsense.
Yeah.
And as I left that out, then I just joined back the chat.
Nice.
So.
No, that's, to me, yeah, it makes sense.
It's a really nice option to have.
Yeah, it's a good option, definitely. Especially if you're getting beat up and then people are walking by and they don't help you. Which is weird because I would always try to help people even if they weren't. Like, I would be like, okay, I'm going to help you. I would heal them. Or
there was a few times where I did see people struggling. I'm just sitting there just watching them die.
You start healing the monster and stuff.
Oh, man.
Can you even do that? I don't know. Probably not. But yeah, I know another Elder Scrolls game would be cool. I'm so obsessed with Skyrim. I played it on the PS3. I bought it when it came out on PS4. When I heard it was on Switch, I was like, I'm gonna buy it on Switch.
Bro, I have an issue with Skyrim, man.
You hate Skyrim?
What? No, I love Skyrim. Oh. That's the thing. I played it on my crappy gaming laptop that I had.
Yeah.
Where I can barely see anything. Well, first off, I play on the PS3. And then I put it on the PC on my gaming laptop.
Yeah.
And then I bought it for my PS4. And I played it on my PS4. And then when the remastered edition came out, I replayed it on my PC. And then the Switch came out. So I'm like, I got to get it for the Switch, right?
Dude,
so I bought it for the Switch. Uh-huh. So I have it for the Switch. Then I got a VR set. And I'm like, dude, I got to get this game for the VR set.
Wait, you have a VR set for what?
I have the Oculus Rift.
Oh, okay.
So I played Skyrim on the VR set. It's pretty fun.
That's crazy. What are you thinking about VR, man? Like, where do you think VR is going? Like, do you think it's going to get popular? Like, it seems like people are loving it.
It's not there yet. It's definitely going to get popular down the road. Yeah. Some of the games that I played so far, I played a shooter game kind of like Counter-Strike, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It really was a lot of fun. I mean, because you're like reloading the gun, and you can actually feel like you're reloading the gun and stuff like that. So... and then I played Skyrim, and as you were using the bow, I mean, you're doing the whole action with your hands and everything. And it's getting there, man. It's definitely going to keep growing.
Yeah. Have you heard of, Nintendo coming out with a VR?
No way. Really?
Yeah. So what's the thing, the cardboard thing that they do?
Yeah.
Lambo?
I think it's Lambo, is it?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
I don't remember the name of it, but I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, so they're doing a Nintendo Switch VR thing. I saw it somewhere, so I don't know if it's a for sure thing or not.
I'm curious to see like some of the graphics on it. I mean, they weren't
Labo, not Lambo.
Lambo,
Lamborghini. No, Labo. Yeah, so you know the whole Labo thing that they do with the cardboard and. Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna come with the VR for that?
Yeah. So they're gonna do a Labo thing where you know you can build it and you slide in the Switch into it. I just feel like it might not be the size it needs to be, but people do.
Are you talking about like sliding the actual Switch in front of your face?
Yeah. So it's gonna be like a cardboard like mask thing,
oh,
and then you put the Switch, you slide it into
kind of like the phones and everything.
Yeah. You know, have you seen that for like Samsung? They have that thing, and you can slide in the Samsung phone. So I guess it's gonna be the same thing. It's just funny how are you gonna play it like with that thing in your face?
Yeah. I mean, VR, man, it's fun. The cool thing is like I was at my like room in VR. And like I'm opening up like a browser and stuff like that on my hand. Yeah. And I literally was like feeling like, dude, I'm like freaking Iron Man right now. This is awesome.
Dude.
So it's pretty cool, man. VR is definitely gonna pick up down the line.
Did you hear about the Iron Man VR?
No way.
Bro, where have you been?
Dude? I haven't touched VR too much. Like I said, dude, I'm always playing my PC.
Yeah, you're always playing PC. So there's an Iron Man VR game coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to make me go home and set up my VR. Freaking VR set.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be...
Is it only exclusive for PlayStation?
I don't know. I think so. I'll look into it more before I say the yes or no.
I'm going to have to pick up
but
a VR set.
It's for sure game. It's for sure on PlayStation VR. I don't know if it's going to be on Oculus or if it's going to be PC or anything else. I don't really know how the Oculus works. Don't you need cameras?
Oculus?
Yeah.
You don't need a camera. So it's got two sensors that you set up. Got to be kind of far apart from each other. And then you have your headset on, and then you have your kind of your hand triggers. And that's all you need.
Are the hand triggers those things with the circles?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And actually, those are really like well made. Kind of gives you the feel that you're actually when you're in the actual VR.
Mm.
I can't really tell I'm actually grabbing those. It's weird, man. I like the design of the Oculus. Insane. Yeah.
Yeah, man. A lot of people are getting into VR. So, man, who knows? I think AR is what I want.
Can you go into like Sword Art Online later on or what?
Yeah.
VR.
Well, man.
Have you watched that anime? Sort of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gonna lay down, just put our VR set, it just goes straight to the game.
I know. But you kind of go to sleep, don't you?
On that anime?
I don't know. I don't remember how it works.
Yeah.
I think you go into like a sleep mode and then it, you get into the game that way. Yeah, yeah. So I'd be scared. Heck no, dude.
Yeah,
after
I
watching that show, after yeah, watching the anime, I wouldn't play it. Nah, I wouldn't be able to. It'd be crazy.
I don't want my brain to get microwaved.
I know. Or be stuck in a world where you can't get out because if you do, you die. Or if you die in the game, you die for reals.
Yeah.
That's so scary, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. But VR, man, I'm excited. I don't know. I don't have a VR system. I kind of just been waiting to see what happened. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I would get nauseous.
You do. That's one thing that did happen to me when I was playing. Like, so I played that shooting game for like a good 40 minutes. And then I switched over to the to Skyrim, and I just got nauseous, man, after a while.
Yeah.
Probably played for like an hour and a half, and I was just like nauseous.
So. Yeah, one of the things I heard about the Iron Man game, the VR, is that it's going to be like 8 hours of gameplay.
Oh, wow.
Because of the fact that I don't know how many hours, but it's going to be in a regular game, it's like 40, 60, 80 hours of gameplay. Like they like tell you like it's a for sure going to be 40 hours. It's for sure going to be 50 or 60. So the number that they gave was really low. And the reason was because a lot of people can't play VR for very long because if they do, you know, they start getting nauseous.
Yeah, I definitely did start getting nauseous afterwards.
So or maybe other reasons, but who knows? But yeah, man, I'm excited. Like I said, we'll see what happens. So, man, this is awesome, bro. I'm glad that you came. Where can people find you, man?
You can find me on twitch.tv/brotherdig.
Yeah. And so, social media?
Everything's Brother Dig. Twitter, it's going to be Brother Dig TV. And Instagram will be brotherdig.tv.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, man. Follow him. Check him out. I watch his Twitch every once in a while because whenever you're playing Division, I want to play so bad because for people who don't know, me and David, I call him David because that's his name.
It's actually, Dig is my initials, so David.
But his real name is David. But we used to be roommates, and we used to live together. And so,
the good old days.
Yeah, man. And so we used to just, you know, play games. And then we used to play the Division, the first one, together.
Oh, yeah.
And so I remember, dude, I loved the Division. I just hated the part where if you played with somebody higher level than you, it made it really difficult to play together because the enemies would become the same level cap as the highest level person. And so you wouldn't be able to do anything.
I haven't ran into that in the new one yet just because the person I've been playing with is my younger brother and he's about the same level. I don't play the Division unless he's on just because I don't know. I don't want to run into that. I don't know if they fixed that or not.
Yeah. So. And so, whenever you try to play the Division, then I usually try to watch it because it just reminds me of when we
used
to play. And I love the Division. Even with all the bad stuff in it, like the whole, you know, the little things here and there that kind of, you know, that just kind of makes it hard to play. Mm-hmm. But it was still, to me, the whole story and everything, it was really good. So when the Division 2 was announced and started coming out, the first thing I thought, I was like, oh man, I want to play with David.
We
but
should.
You play PC, bro, and I don't have a PC.
Bro, I got a PS4.
Do you have it on PS4 too?
No, but I can pick it up.
Oh man.
You just gotta let me know.
Okay. I'll let you know when I get it so we can start playing. But that, I love that game. That's one of the games that I like. So I'll go on there and watch you play and stuff like that. So
yeah, I actually just set up my PS4 so I can stream stuff from my PS4.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to play,
I'm down
to stream.
I'm gonna come out on your Twitch.
Yeah.
All right, tight. All right, guys. Well, man, go on my Instagram, go on IG, and go to the Dualcast. I have a Twitter now. I've been posting stuff up on Twitter. Like recently, I started putting up about Disney Plus. Have you heard of Disney Plus? About how they're gonna have 3 Marvel series.
That's kind of like a Netflix sort of thing. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Disney Plus is like almost like Netflix.
Is it like $6.99 a month or something?
I don't know how much it is. It hasn't. Yeah. I don't think it started yet.
Oh really?
But yeah, they put on there that the Vision and Scarlet Witch are gonna have like their own TV series, Marvel series. Loki's gonna have his own Marvel series. Falcon and Winter Soldier,
yeah.
I know, but what is his real name? Bucky.
Bucky.
So him, so the Falcon and Bucky are going to have their own show.
Dude, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool. So, man, I think, dude, Disney Plus is going to be,
yep.
A lot of people are going to get it, bro.
Definitely.
So on Twitch, I've been posting up that. I've been trying to post it on Instagram. So go ahead, go on there, go to Brother Diggs' Twitch, his Instagram, check him out on Twitch. Yeah, guys, that's it for today. And here's another thing I forgot. I almost forgot it. So one of our most listened podcasts was an introduction to MMORPGs. And so I kind of want to know, hey, guys, go to our Twitch or our IG and let us know, hey, do you want us to continue that series about talking about MMORPGs? Like, you know, what the experiences that we had and what we've been doing, stuff like that. I know Brother Dig is still, are you still playing Elder Scrolls Online?
Yeah, I still do every now and then.
There you go.
I mean, I got funny stories on WoW.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. So on our first on that podcast, on the introduction of MMO and RPGs, we talked about WoW. We talked about Final Fantasy 14 and stuff like that. So if y'all guys want us to continue to talk about that series, then let us know. Talk to me. Tell me what y'all want. I want to get a shout out again to Arctic Psych. Thanks for posting up and talking to us, guys. Do it, man. Just send me a message and I'll put it out here. If you have any shout outs, if y'all guys need people to play with and you want to put out your username and so that people can, you know, hit you up so y'all can play together, then you can do that too. So I just changed my username.
Oh, you did?
Actually, yeah. So I changed it to dualcast underscore sasso.
Nice.
So if y'all guys want to add me, it's dualcast. DualCast underscore sasso sasso. So go ahead and add me and we can start playing.
Sweet, man. So yeah, mine's Brother Dig too. If anybody wants to add me, it's
sweet.
Go ahead.
There you go. All right, guys, take it easy. It was a good one. I had a blast. Thanks, David, for coming.
Oh, man. Thank you for having me, man. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. All right, guys, take it easy. God bless.